Test 9. Section 3. Listen to Jordan's message to his friend Anthony. For questions 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the message 3 times. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Hi, Anthony. I know you're probably sleeping now in Sydney, so I'm just going to leave a message and tell you about my first day at my new school yesterday. I was really anxious about this first day, especially considering I'd never been to a public school before. But I knew that here I would get a better education, which of course would cost quite a lot. Anyway, while I was getting ready for school, I couldn't stop thinking it was going to be uncomfortable seeing other kids socializing while I'd be sitting by myself. Would I meet people I'd have things in common with? When I went into the classroom, it was already full. The only vacant seat was next to a beautiful blonde girl who seemed very shy. Her name was Cindy. There was a boy sitting at the back of the room who kept making paper airplanes and throwing them at other kids, especially Cindy. He only stopped when Mrs. Jones, our algebra teacher, walked into the room. I later found out that his name is Matthew. At lunch, Cindy and I went to the canteen together. The dinner ladies gave us a piece of meat pie on a plate, and we had to help ourselves to potatoes from a pot in the middle of the table when we sat down. When I tried to balance a potato on my fork, somebody jolted my arm, and this potato went flying across the table and landed on Matthew. Everybody started laughing at him, and suddenly, I became the hero of the day. I had ridiculed the class bully, and that made me popular in a flash. Send me a message to tell me your news. Jordan.
Listen to Jordan's message again.
Hi, Anthony. I know you're probably sleeping now in Sydney, so I'm just going to leave a message and tell you about my first day at my new school yesterday. I was really anxious about this first day, especially considering I'd never been to a public school before. But I knew that here I would get a better education, which of course would cost quite a lot. Anyway, while I was getting ready for school, I couldn't stop thinking it was going to be uncomfortable seeing other kids socializing while I'd be sitting by myself. Would I meet people I'd have things in common with? When I went into the classroom, it was already full. The only vacant seat was next to a beautiful blonde girl who seemed very shy. Her name was Cindy. There was a boy sitting at the back of the room who kept making paper airplanes and throwing them at other kids, especially Cindy. He only stopped when Mrs. Jones, our algebra teacher, walked into the room. I later found out that his name is Matthew. At lunch, Cindy and I went to the canteen together. The dinner ladies gave us a piece of meat pie on a plate, and we had to help ourselves to potatoes from a pot in the middle of the table when we sat down. When I tried to balance a potato on my fork, somebody jolted my arm, and this potato went flying across the table and landed on Matthew. Everybody started laughing at him, and suddenly, I became the hero of the day. I had ridiculed the class bully, and that made me popular in a flash. Send me a message to tell me your news. Jordan.
This is the end of the listening exam. Now turn to writing. Section 1, Task 1. Listen to Jordan's message to his friend Anthony again. Use the space provided in the writing section to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an email to a friend of yours telling him or her about a first day at school that made you feel worried. Write your email in the writing section, task 1. Your notes will not be marked.
Hi, Anthony. I know you're probably sleeping now in Sydney, so I'm just going to leave a message and tell you about my first day at my new school yesterday. I was really anxious about this first day, especially considering I'd never been to a public school before. But I knew that here I would get a better education, which of course would cost quite a lot. Anyway, while I was getting ready for school, I couldn't stop thinking it was going to be uncomfortable seeing other kids socializing while I'd be sitting by myself. Would I meet people I'd have things in common with? When I went into the classroom, it was already full. The only vacant seat was next to a beautiful blonde girl who seemed very shy. Her name was Cindy. There was a boy sitting at the back of the room who kept making paper airplanes and throwing them at other kids, especially Cindy. He only stopped when Mrs. Jones, our algebra teacher, walked into the room. I later found out that his name is Matthew. At lunch, Cindy and I went to the canteen together. The dinner ladies gave us a piece of meat pie on a plate, and we had to help ourselves to potatoes from a pot in the middle of the table when we sat down. When I tried to balance a potato on my fork, somebody jolted my arm, and this potato went flying across the table and landed on Matthew. Everybody started laughing at him, and suddenly, I became the hero of the day. I had ridiculed the class bully, and that made me popular in a flash. Send me a message to tell me your news. Jordan.